Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts this evening, Liz Pfister, and I'm joined by Mary Hernandez, and our friend DC Love is unable to join us this evening, but Mary, how are you doing? Ready for the Christmas weekend?
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm over, you know, visiting my daughter and grandchildren, so I'm extremely happy.
Oh,
how about you? Beautiful. Do you have any family over, or...?
Well, ironically, I don't. But my family all lives here, close to me. But my grandmother, my grandmother tested positive for COVID on Monday, one of my sisters did as well. And my grandmother and my sister are with my parents a lot, so we know that my parents probably have it too. So they're all in quarantine. Friday night, we were supposed to go to my other sister's house, and at Thanksgiving, she was in quarantine because she works with handicapped people. And she said, "Oh, you guys can't come over because she can't go into quarantine again. Her job's already shorthanded enough." So I said, "Okay." So I guess I'm going to get the day off that I've been asking for weeks because I really won't be able to do anything.
it's amazing how spirit listens to us, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I said, I've been asking for a day off with nothing to do, and, like, I can't possibly do anything on Christmas Day, right? Nothing's going to be open. I can putter around. I can do my crafts. I can, you know, whatever I want. So I'm excited about that. I'm like,
that's amazing.
I can do stuff just for me.
For change, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, the best Christmas gift ever.
Yeah.
But you get to be with your grandkids and your daughter. It's so magical to be with little children at Christmas. I love that.
Yes, it is. I'm super excited. And then we're going away on a trip as well. So we're taking them to a water park for Christmas. So it's going to be even more magical. It's a surprise.
fun. They're going to have a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be a kid again.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm like, and you too, right? Because we need to bring out our inner child. We need to play and have fun and do, you know, the wild and crazy things before we had any fear.
Yep, for sure.
So it helps to keep our vibration up in these crazy times with everything happening. So I guess I'll tell a little bit about myself. I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive. I'm an empath. I'm a Reiki healer, a meditation coach, spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, tarot and oracle card, an ordained minister, a radio show host, a card deck creator, and most recently this past weekend, I had my grand opening at my holistic center. I do a little bit of everything.
That's awesome.
It was quite the journey to here, and none of it was part of my plan, but that's how spirit works, and I'm so happy that it does. Beyond blessed, and one of the things that I offer each week to anyone and everyone anywhere is on my Facebook page, I live stream for an hour at 7 p.m. Eastern. A crystal singing bowl meditation every week, and then I post the replays for everyone, so they're there forever. I started last March when when the world shut down, as we say, and every week is there for you to view. I think I missed one week when I was sick, but that was it. Other than that, I've been there and share with everyone that nice, you know, calming, peaceful time, you know, for all of us to take a little self-care, a little self-healing time. So I invite everyone and anyone to check it out.
Yeah, and it's good for everyone.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did bring a bowl of tea.
I wanted to remind. Yeah, I wanted to remind the callers, too, that, you know, my mom has dementia, Alzheimer's, and, you know, it was so amazing to see her listen to you, Liz, and she was so moved, and, like, she was able to move her arms and, you know, her legs. It was just, like, waking her up. So it was just magical. So I just wanted to say that out there to the callers that, you know, it really works for anyone. You know, you know, people with dementia.
I'm like, as my friend says, I'm fully animated. I'm all goosebumps and chills from that because, you know, as I started playing the bowls, I was kind of a novice. I was thrown into it, and I just loved it so much that I kept doing it. And I decided at one point that I should maybe know a little bit more, and so I started researching. And I'll tell you, I'm fascinated with the science of sound. Sound vibration is something that no matter whether you are an infant to, you know, in your late years, you know, on the brink of holding on to life still, if you're deaf, if you're blind, if you're anything, sound affects everyone the same way because it's a wave, it's a frequency. So even if you can't hear the sound wave frequencies come through the air and you get the vibration. And so it's just such a powerfully amazing healing tool that is so untapped. It really is. They're starting to do a little bit more with it. They do have it in cancer treatment centers. There's breast cancer centers that have a sound chamber. Instead of a woman getting chemotherapy, she comes a couple times a week and she sits in the sound chamber and they you know, pump this frequency in there and it, you know, it eradicates the cancer cells. It's, you know, and it's not evasive. It's not harmful or filling your body with chemicals. It's such a, it's just incredible, incredible what it can do. So I can't say enough about it because it's such a pure, pure healing. And, you know, I have told people if your kids are unruly and out of, you know, just all over the place and you're so exhausted you can't take it, I said, just turn it on. Don't even tell them to sit down. Don't tell them to listen, anything. Just turn it on and start it playing. They will naturally just calm down and relax on their own and just kind of like melt into like this relaxed state. Because they can't avoid that vibration, that sound, even if it is a recording. It's, you know, it's incredible. It really is. So before I play the bowl, why don't I talk about DC, and then Mary, you'll introduce yourself, and then I think we have some other messages to share as well. DC, who's not with us this evening, she's an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, animal communicator, a seer, a demon, a dream interpreter.
Oh, my God.
A divine healer, a Reiki master in Yasui and Sahaim, and an ordained minister. DC channels bringing forth messages from the and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, the Mother Mary, her angels, ascended masters, and her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and her not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers, who is, we love Joan. She's such a kooky character and fun. You know, we'll be missing DC this evening and wish her a very happy holiday while she's not here and spending time with her family. So, Mary, how about you?
Yes, I'm an intuitive empath as well, and I communicate with spirit, and I bring forth channeled messages, and I also work with a variety of oracle and tarot decks. I'm also a Reiki healer, and I offer readings as well on my new website, which is now www.theangelwithin.com. I made it easier because that name was too long, so I didn't want to share it because it was just so long. So the angel spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com. So it's much easier now for people to find me. And I'm also doing the numerology readings, which, you know, it really uncovers your destiny and life purpose. And it's
I know, I'm
going to
get with
who you are. I know we should do it. I should do it for you guys, for you and DC. You know, it's who you are and who you have the potential to be, and when it is the best time to manifest as well. You know, like right now is the best time for me because of my life path number, you know. So it all depends on your life path number. That's how it works and what times and what karma, you know. It's just an amazing reading, you know, and it's getting so popular, especially now. So you can find me there at my website at theangelwithin.com or maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or through Facebook at Mary Hernandez. And, so I pulled a card for the collective, and also I wanted to read a message that DC Love posted about 2 days ago, a message from Jesus, which I thought was so moving, and I wanted to read it. You know, to have something from her to all the callers, and you know, it's perfect. So the postcard from Spirit from me is, it says, "Dearest you, if you allow your awareness to settle in, you will hear us whispering sweetness and encouragement to you. You will know the truth of things that cannot be discerned through the material world. The receiver for this kind of essential knowing is your intuition, which is not your sixth sense, but your first, the primary navigational system of your soul. You are entering the age of consciousness. It's time for paranormal. It's normal. Human beings are multisensory, multidimensional beings. Spirit infuses all things, and your soul's job is to discover those essential truths here on Earth, where we all agreed to play. Today, trust your spidey sense. Read between the lines. Tune into the stories behind the stories, and your world will show you miracles. Fear not, for we are right here, and Spirit loves you. Trust the invisible." So, what a beautiful message that is.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Because that is the age that we are entering. It's the age of awakening, the age of consciousness, the 5D world. So it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Liz, I should have had you done the bowl first so we could take this beautiful in, and then we'll bring in Jesus' message from DC.
I know.
How about that?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I guess it went the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So why don't we all take a deep breath in together, breathing in through our nose, filling up your chest and your abdomen full of air, and letting it all out. Nice and slow through your mouth. Have your feet firmly planted on the floor. And take another deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And bring your awareness to the center of your chest on your next breath in. And picture a nice green emerald-colored light glowing. This is your heart chakra. This is the center of our love, our joy, and our inner peace. So as we end this year and we are moving into, we've just come through this beautiful full moon, and yesterday was the solstice or Yule, whichever you call it, we're being called to open our heart space, to really, look at everything in the world around us without judgment. Just observe, become observers, and take it in. Really just kind of marinate and think about what's going on. Let it absorb in you. And does it really make sense instead of just immediately saying, no, we're not going to do that, or no, I don't like that. Maybe see things from a new perspective that you haven't before. We're really being called right now to open our hearts and to come from this space And that is part of the 5D transition, because in the 5D there is only love. That's all that we have. So, you know, that's why I chose the heart bowl this evening, and I just wanted to share that message with you for the solstice and that stuff as well. So, back to you, Mary, to share DC's lovely message.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm sure that the callers also felt that heart chakra just opening and expanding, so it really helped me a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was beautiful. And this is the channeled message that DC posted on Sacred Embers group from Jesus. So this is a message from Jesus. Walk with your feet on the earth, but in your heart be in heaven. Walk by faith, letting everything you do be a blessing to others. All things work together for good for those who love God. Nothing is impossible with God by your side. Trust in the Lord. Be unto God for his unspeakable gift. He is my refuge and my strength. I will praise him with my whole heart. Even though you may not be where you need to be thankful to God that you are no longer where you used to be. Jesus never said that it would be easy, but he said it would be worth it. When we focus on God's promises instead of our problems, we then become filled with peace. So the next time fear comes knocking at your door, answer it with faith. Don't allow the troubles of life to bring you down. Remember, God has the power to conquer all things. You never walk alone. The Lord walks beside you in every trial you face. Jesus said, for mortals, it is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. Don't give up on what God has called you to do. He didn't promise a life without pain and struggle. He promised to give you the strength to get through it. Walk by faith, knowing that God is taking care of you. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% how you handle it. You need to keep moving if you want God to show you the way. His love for you is deeper than the ocean. Faith is not hoping God can. It is knowing that he will. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done and all that you already have. God asks that we love each other as he loves us. He is letting us know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He asks that we trust in his unfailing love. When we are weak, he is strong. Decide today that you won't give up on your dreams and that you will be strong during difficult times, that you will love always and you will laugh often and thank God every day again for everything you have. God is at work in your life right now, and he is directing your steps. Follow his lead, knowing that he will provide for you. May God's favor bless you through the rest of this year and in the upcoming year, and may his love, peace, and joy overflow into every area of your life. Treasure each year that God blesses you with, as well as your journey. Be grateful and thankful today. I love you, my children. Love, Jesus. Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I was so chilled.
Beautiful.
Wow. That was. And sorry
so nice.
If you hear my daughter's dog in the background.
Oh,
I think someone's at the door.
Here. Mine was in here shaking her ears up. I'm like, get out of here.
She probably hears mine. My daughter's
yeah.
dog. My grandchild. My other grandchild. The other baby.
Too funny. Oh, well, so I hope everyone has a, you know, a very wonderful holiday while we're here. And, you know, and if it's not what you're expecting, like mine kind of is in a tumble now, you know, make the best of it. Find the good parts. Make it a great day for you because, hey, we have the choice. We get to choose whether we're happy or unhappy. So, you know, make it what you want it to be. I think over the last couple years, what we've learned more than anything is to be flexible, to be fluid and changing. And, you know, as we shift, make this shift in the coming, you know, well, I mean, it'll be years really before we make the full shift, but, you know, over this time as everyone's adjusting and we're navigating the new way of life, you know, some things aren't going to go back to the way they were. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay for a change to come. And it's okay to try new things. It's okay to be a different way than you were before. It'll all be okay. And we can find a way to make it work for us and to be pleasant for us. There's a silver lining. And if you lean into the flow, right, it'll be easier. And life itself will be easier and you'll be happier. So I just want to give that message to everyone as we, you know, do the show tonight, in case we forget to tell anyone happy holidays. Sometimes I forget.
yes, happy holidays, yeah. Everyone. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
And a happy
and
healthy
glad
new
here.
Year.
Yeah. Yes. As I say, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're such fans of the show. I'm always impressed every time someone says how much they love us. I'm like, oh, really? Thank you, everyone out there. And thank you, Mary, for being here, because I'm glad for your friendship and us being together on Sacred Embers and,
yes.
And Angel Answers.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Definitely been
brought together.
Yeah, it's definitely been a very cool adventure, and I'm so glad for it. So I guess with that, we should probably take some callers because they're tired of hearing us talk. Do you want me to pick them up, Mary?
I'm sorry. yes, I'm sorry. I'm going to pick them up now. I just had to find out why the dog is barking, because my daughter left the house. So that's why I'm like, kids, you guys know why the dog is barking? I'll pick up the callers now. Thank you all for everything and for following us and everything. So with that said, let's see. I'm trying to get a caller that hasn't called for a while. Area code 860, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, Liz. It's Amla. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Amla. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Talk about someone who's had a successful year.
Yeah.
I know. I know. It's been a heck of a year, but it's highs of highs, lows of lows, but it all evened out, which is good.
Mm-hmm. It always does,
yeah.
Somehow, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. The universe provides, definitely.
It absolutely does.
Absolutely. And trusting is the most important thing. Trusting and allowing. And that's what I'm learning as well. It's trusting.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
So
and allowing and being grateful. Yes. You have a question for us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. To be grateful is so important. Like, and to appreciate
mm-hmm.
what you have. So it's
mm-hmm.
so important. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I have a question.
Yes.
I was wondering, I kind of met somebody like 10 days ago, and I feel like he's very cautious, not in a bad way. I just think he's a very timid person. So I was just wondering, do you feel something happening or just a friendship romantically or not with this person? His first name starts with a B, boy.
Okay. Emily, I just have to say, as soon as you said, like, is he, like, more than a friend, I got chilled, and I used my pendulum to see if he's good for you, and I got a big yes, and it's still,
wow.
Like, flopping back and forth, almost smacking my face. So I'll let
wow.
Liz pull a card for you or give you a channeled message, and then I'll come back.
Okay.
Sure. I was going to say, this is Liz Amla, and as soon as you started talking about it, like, my heart started racing, and I was like, ooh, like it was the, like the flutter moment. You know, I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
I definitely am feeling like there's more there for sure, but did feel his very much like timid withdrawal, like you say. I feel it's more of a shyness, necessarily that he's not that he's afraid of love, but just unsure, you know, like he's never done it before, right? Like, and I feel like that's, you know, that racing heart and stuff, that's what he's feeling too. So he's like, so, you know, I think I definitely was seeing you like being the charismatic, you know, pulling him out of his shell person, but it's going to be a while, you know what I mean? It's going to take some time. It's definitely going to be, I don't want to say work, because you are very, very joyous during this, like, but things aren't going to go real fast. That's what I'm going to say as far as, you know, the relationship progressing and things like that. I think you're going to spend a lot of time together. You're going to have a lot of fun together. You're both going to really, really enjoy being with each other. But his shyness is really going to, you're going to work at it. You're going to pry him open a little at a time. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be beautiful. And it's going to be fun for both of you. That's the thing. Like, you know, it's just going to make him fall more in love with you, your charisma and your excitement and, you know, doing silly things to get him to, you know, be out of his comfort zone. And you're going to enjoy being that person, right? Fun. It's like being like a kid.
So
it's really going to be like a beautiful, beautiful walk.
I just have a question. Do you think that I should let him call me? Cause like, it's very, honestly, it's hard to gauge. I am like, well, does he? I don't know. Last time we talked was last Thursday. So it's almost been a week. So it's just very like, it's slow.
Yeah,
I don't know what you feel with that. What's going on with that?
It's going to be it's all on you because he can't.
Oh, really? So I should reach out to him again?
He doesn't have any idea what to do at all. So.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
It's good to know,
so
though.
So reach out,
you
know. Hey, how's it going? Hey, you know, do you want to go to a movie together? You want to, you know, whatever you enjoy doing. And he's going to want to do it, you know, it's just, he doesn't know. He's not he's never going to be the initiator.
He's not. Okay, that's really good. No. He's actually Virgo, too. You're a Virgo. I know that, Liz.
Yes.
As well. He's Virgo, for sure.
Yeah. And we're very, very slow. Like, we're like, yeah, whatever. We don't.
Okay.
It's difficult to get us upset.
Okay. Do you feel like any particular pop-up months that's good for us, a few months or something, that might spark it up a little bit more? I don't know. I was just asking.
I mean, it's going to be a steady progression. Don't think you're going to be like in a holding pattern. I just mean like, he's not going to propose in 6 weeks and things like that. It's not going
to
be that kind of relationship.
No.
Yeah. Right.
No,
and
no,
I,
no,
I think
no.
In reality, none of us really want that to happen, right? We want
no.
to know that the person that we choose to spend our life with is somebody that we enjoy being around and we want to be around, right? So
right.
That's really what you guys are going to be doing. And, you know, but you're going to be the one that really is the initiator for things, because that's just not in his wheelhouse. He's not comfortable doing it. And you're, like I said, you're going to just enjoy each other and you're going to have a really nice, you know, friendship rolled into this, you know, romantic thing. That's a nice, nice, beautiful unfolding. Like I said, it's just going to be this nice story that you both enjoy. You know, there's no pressure, there's no rush, no hurry. You know, and you're going to be best friends. You're going to get to know each other completely and really have that comfort with each other. So that's That's
awesome.
That's what's nice about it. So the card I pulled for you is Odin,
yes,
who is the Norse god, right? And it's psychic and insight. It says, your third eye is open. See truth for what it is. Follow your intuition. So, you know,
okay,
this is
makes
really
complete sense.
Yeah, it's going on. You're really going to want to tap in and say, you know what? What am I feeling? You know, and we, you know, you're taking a chance, right? You're going to let somebody into your life. You're going to open your heart. And that's always, we always get nervous. We always get clammy. Like,
yeah.
You know, so think about those things. Think about, you know, ask yourself, you know, how does this feel? Is this what I want to do today? Is this, you know, and just tap in. But, you know, you have the awareness, and I don't have to tell you that, but, you know,
yeah,
just lean in a little more, right? And we're all being asked to lean in a little more and use that intuition to make more and more of our decisions, you know, before we just immediately respond, you know, take a minute to touch base with ourselves and say, hey, do
exactly.
I feel good everywhere about this? And that's not just with, you know, with this gentleman and moving forward in that aspect, but, you know, other things that are going on in your life, you know, take that deep breath.
Yeah.
And does every ounce of me feel good about this, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we get, you know, we just get things that are too good to be true. And we get so excited and we're like, ah, and we're like, yes, yes, yes. And then we're like, wait a minute. Like a part of us kind of knew that we shouldn't say yes, right? So,
yeah, and I think I'm super cautious myself because of the other past relationship. He's taught me a lot, and I'm that Sag. I'm like talking about me being the initiator. I was always initiating, so that I kind of am like neutral about that because I want to be, I want the person. I don't want to just do all the work. You know what I mean? And
right.
So that's what it was like making me like be a little bit precautious about. This one, I'm like, do I really want to I don't want to call him all the time or whatever, and I haven't. It's not like I think of him all the time either, but
right. Yeah. And when I say the initiate, like, he will eventually be on board and realize that he has this open two-way street with you, right? But right now, he's just like, I don't know, you know, because
so
Virgos are not always the most, like, in-the-moment people. Like, you know, we're like, sometimes. So we're not fully paying attention, and then we leave a situation, and we're like, wait, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be, like a month of this, like, into January, where he's like, I don't know, kind of thing? Like,
No, he's going to want to do things with you. Like when you initiate the call, he's going to want to do things. He's going to want to, you know, go. You're going to definitely be spending time together. You know, of course, over the next couple of weeks, right? I mean, it's a busy time and family and whatever is going on already. You know, so give ease for that because we all have things we can't control, or, you know, prior commitments. But you're going to. You're going to spend time right along together and talk and, you know, text or whatever, whatever works for you. it'll be moving and you guys will be getting to know each other and things. It's not going to be a, you know, like, oh, I don't know. You'll be having fun and being friends at least, you know?
Yay.
So, and then
it'll
make its way into each stage on its own, you know, it'll be organic.
Yes. That's key. I think that's so key. Yeah. When you get older, you like, you want it to just be natural, nothing forced, nothing pushed, nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
it's going to
unfold in a nice way for you. So,
Thank you.
Well, have a merry, merry Christmas, Amala. I'm going to let you give her part of the message and call us back and let us know what happens for you.
Thanks, Liz. Merry Christmas to
you're
you
welcome.
And Happy New Year. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Amala.
Hi, Mary.
So I agree with Liz and that, you know, that you will need to be the initiator. I feel like shyness and, you know, like holding back a little bit. But when you ask what month you see yourself getting a little more serious, the first thing I heard was May. And I asked my pendulum just to double check, you know, if that's what I heard. And they said, yes, I got a big yes. And I, just like Liz, I got like that chill from head to toe and just excitement with when you said, you know, you met someone, is he like okay? And I was just like chilled. And normally that's like a big yes for me as well.
Okay.
And a big excitement, which the angels are excited about. So, yeah, it's probably going to be slow at first, like Liz said, because he's a little held back. But, you know, I feel like he will answer you, obviously. And then again, you know, it's holidays. So, I mean, I myself, I'm traveling. So, you know, I have not reached out to anyone as well. So, you know, just letting you know as well. And then I pulled a card for you from Postcards from Spirit, and this came out for you. Dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. And it says in the back, celebrate life. And the angel has a harmonica in her hand.
Oh,
so beautiful.
Wow.
So plant those seeds. I mean, I feel like you have planted so many seeds and everything is going to become like magnificent. You're going to attract so many great things, which you are already. You are attracting love for sure. And you're manifesting everything that you want for your highest good.
That's amazing. Oh, that's such a great feeling. Oh, wow.
It is. I'm so happy for you, Amala. You've had such a great year, especially these past few months. So I'm very happy for you and so excited for you. And can't wait to hear
so
what
much.
Next year is going to bring for you. Woohoo!
I just feel like this was the year. 2021 was a year for me to really not only plant the seeds, but abundance. Abundance just create so much more with the you know, things coming into fruition, and it's just going to continue with that. I finally, you know, with my books, I feel good about, like, I've accomplished so much only in the last 2 years, and it's just going to keep on going, and I found my purpose, and it feels absolutely amazing. So, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And do you want to say anything about your books, Amala, that where they can find them?
Sure. Actually, Liz has my first book. It's called Eye with the View. It is, for those who don't know, I have partial vision, meaning currently I see through fog. Tunnel vision, and it's genetic disorder that I have, which causes blindness. So it's funny that Liz came up with the third eye card. My third eye is super, super strong, super open. And so, yeah, bottom line, you know, that was this, I have 12 stories based on universal themes, like setting healthy boundaries and speaking your truth and finding forgiveness. And then I offer 3 healing tips at the end of each story in that book. And then I actually, this year, I had 2 books. One is collaborative. It's called Success in Any Season. There are 15 authors, including myself, defining success. And that was a really cool project that I was a part of. And that launched April of 21. And then June of 21, I have now a reflection book. I decided, like, okay, I kind of have those same kind of themes from the Eye with the View, the purple book that I have, spills over into this book, Almost Speaks 365. So there's 365 reflections and inspirations, and it's me being raw and real. I called it Amla Speaks because I have a few quotes that are that revolve around myself as well. So, you know, just a few, but most of them are just like healing ways to, you know, better yourself, become a better version of you by reading this book. So it's just really exciting, you know, and the fourth book was actually October of 20, which is a healing book. And it's 25 authors, including myself, offering healing modalities with and tools to heal yourself. There's yoga, there's Reiki. I do sacred chant in there. So it's all sorts of things. And then my last thing, my website is AMLA Speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S. All the books are on there. AmlaSpeaks.com.
Oh, perfect. AmlaSpeaks.com. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing because, you know, we're here to help support other you know, people that listen to us as well as the people that we like helping as well. So, you know, this is for a better life for all of us, you know, to have a better understanding. Yeah, so that's so beautiful. I'm so happy for you, and I know that 2022 is spectacular, even better than 2021. So I just feel it, and I just wanted to wish you a happy and healthy new year, and hope to hear from you in the new year and hear, you know,
absolutely,
all these good adventures you're going to go with your new bow.
And God bless you. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
And the healthiest and safest Merry Christmas and New Year to you. Absolutely. And keep on shining
you.
Your
Amen.
Light. I always say that,
yes.
You know, keep on shining.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You too, Amala.
Absolutely.
Thank
yes,
you.
You have a beautiful light shining. Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful. I'm all tiggly in my crown.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling,
well,
Amala.
Thank you for your show.
Yeah.
I want to listen more to the other caller. I love your show, so I'm going to keep on listening. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, she's such a sweetheart. And she's come.
Yeah.
Her whole demeanor has changed so much in the, you know, past year that we've been on the show. So it's just it's such an affirmation to not only, you know, what she shares in her book about, you know, healing yourself and finding the positive points of things, but also what we, you know, try to tell callers too, that, you know, it's up to you. You can look at every bad thing that comes along the line and only look at your life that way. Or you can say, you know what, just wasn't meant to be, and look for the next thing and look at all the good positive things that happen in your life.
Yeah.
Because guess what? There's what I did it the other day, the math. There's like 1,020 minutes in a day, right? And so many times we allow one of those minutes to ruin the other 1,019 minutes of the day, you know? And it's why, you know,
yeah,
and if we could just skip over that and it was what it was, you know? Things happen.
Yeah.
So there's so much more to be positive about than there is to be negative about, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And trusting that those curveballs that spirit throws you is just because you're supposed to be on your life's purpose, you know? And
right.
It's just, you know, that's how they do it, you know, if you don't listen. So, you know, it happens, and you just have to listen and trust and keep going, you know, and take it as a blessing. Everything is a blessing.
Yeah.
I feel so blessed right now that I can be here and spend the holidays with my daughter for over a month. I'm going to be here, and it's just amazing. I'm feeling blessed and so grateful, you know, that I can do
that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, you know, because I'm free. You know, I'm living out my life's purpose, basically, doing this type of work. You know, that's what I'm doing. So I'm giving it my all and trusting that it's working out. This is my path. So, mm-hmm. With that said, do you want to pick up some other callers? Because I see these lines are like the switchboard is really.
I know. I love the Christmas tree.
Lit up. Yeah, it is. Okay, I'll go on to the next caller.
All right.
Okay, area code 917, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Crystal.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Hi.
Welcome to Angel Answers.
I'm great. Well, you're having a great show so far, so thank you for letting me come into it.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you
have
a question
to have
for
you.
Us this evening, Crystal?
Yes, I'm wondering... I want to make some changes as far as where I live and my job, and I'm wondering if my guides have anything to say about all of that.
Well, I immediately feel like it's a good idea. Like I felt like a deep breath. Like, that's how I can explain it. You know, when you have like relief and you're like, ah. As soon as you asked, I was like, whoa. I guess she's supposed to do that. They're saying
for
go
sure.
for it. They're saying now is the time. You know, so many things have changed, and I think the way so many jobs are done, right, it's adaptable, and we're finding out that we can, all of us, work from anywhere or work doing whatever we want, I think, is the other thing that's kind of being defined as well. So, yeah, they're saying go. They're saying, and it's really like a wild and free, like, where do you want to go? Like, I'm seeing, did you ever see the movie Mermaids with Cher?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so she's, remember the beginning of the movie, they're going to move, and she's in the bathtub, and she closes her eyes and points at the map, and that's how they decide where they're moving every time. That's what I'm seeing. So they're like, whatever you want to do, go, right? We're, you know, I think like Mary was just saying, you know, she's able to do this job now from anywhere because the corporate job, she's not tied to that anymore. And she's found a new way to make money and make her living. And she could, if she wants to, she could be a gypsy and live out of her car, right? and that's really like where we're going to, I feel, you know, the collective, we're all kind of shifting to this, you know, we can make our own path. If we need to make money, if we need to make a living, we can do that anywhere, anytime. We know how, whether it's keeping the job we have and working remotely, if it's finding a new job or creating a new job for ourselves, it's all possible. And we'll be, you know, I don't know about you, but I have found myself like minimalizing, right? Like, and no more clutter. I'm like, okay, I don't need this anymore. It's time to go moving things on. Like, we're tired of living in this burdened down world with all these material things. We're really, you know, as people getting sick of it. So that's what I see you like, very just whatever you want to do, go with the flow. This week you live in Arizona. Next week you're in New Mexico. Like, and you know, and they're saying, have fun. Like, do the things that you wanted to do, and you know, see the things you want to see too. Because I, you know, taking the adventuresome route and stopping and you know, checking out this place, checking out that place along your way. So you're really. Like, this is your time, I feel like, almost like, I see you very like, you know, living your best life. That's the best description of it, I guess.
wow.
Card
that's
you.
So terrific.
I just am envisioning you, you know, on the road, a free woman, doing what you want, like, traveling here, traveling there, you're seeing the sights, you're loving it. You're just enjoying yourself thoroughly. So the card I pulled for you is Green Terra, and it's Supreme Protection. Protected, cords are being cut, move beyond limitation and trust. So
you know, much like what I was seeing, you know, outside the box. It's a new time. It's a new way. And anything we want to make happen, we're able to right now. So go for it. You know, we can define what we want. We can define our life and know that we're going to be taken care of, know you're going to be guided. You know, trust your intuition. Trust the signs that you see, the synchronicities. They're all happening for a reason. They're all saying, yes, this is it. You're doing the right thing. You're on the right path. You know, so keep your eye out for them. They're not a coincidence. They're not just that's a happy accident. No, they're intentional. They're purposely in your path. So, you know, they're putting them there for a reason. And Green Tara is, she's like Gaia. She's a connection to Mother Earth. So, you know, you are protected here on the planet. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. You'll always be supported and taken care of. You know, lean into the flow. Do the things that make you happy. Because our, you know, our natural state of being is to be happy. That's how we're meant to be. So they're calling you to live your, enjoy yourself, adventure, explore, all the fun things. And you're going to be successful doing it as well. All right. That's my message. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I will let Mary give her message to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Hi, Crystal. It's Mary. So I agree with Liz. I asked the pendulum. Well, first of all, when you asked about work and moving, I got like chilled from head to toe. So yes, that was a big yes. And they're so excited for you for making this change. And I also asked the pendulum, and it was like a wild yes. Like it was just going crazy. Like for the previous caller, Amala, like where it was just bouncing a big yes from head to front and backwards that almost smacked me. That's how it was going. So I am so excited. My heart is expanding. I feel like, you know, so many good things are going to happen for you with this move and this work and living situation. And one thing that I was hearing was to trust that the divine and the angels will guide you and always ask for their help because, you know, they will not intervene until we ask for that help. And I just got a chill as a confirmation that they need your permission to be able to assist you. So if you need assistance, just call them in. Just say, Guardian Angels, please step in to guide me and or the archangels that we all work with or Jesus and Mother Mary or whomever you relate to, you know, whether it's a saint, an archangel, an angel or guardian angel, passed on loved ones could be our guides as well. But they do need that permission. So they wanted me to let you know that. And then I pulled a card for you as well. They got it? Okay, you have to say it. Okay, awesome.
Are they listening? You got it.
Yes, they listen all the time. Absolutely, okay. They listen all the time. Absolutely. And you'll get chills when they listen and you ask them a question. You'll get chills or you know, like the lights flicker. There's so many things. They leave pennies behind. Like today, my grandson, we were out. My two-year-old grandson, we were out at Walmart shopping. All of a sudden, he goes, Mama, Mama, and he picks up a penny. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, thank you, Spirit. I was just, like, so happy. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, my gosh. It was just so beautiful because it's just a confirmation, you know, that they're all around us, you know, and just the magic that my grandson happened to pick it up. It was even more magical, you know. So always thanking them for those little signs with the feathers and seeing, you know, red cardinals or blue jays or whatever, you know, you see as spirit animals as well. But that's what they wanted me to tell you. And then a postcard from Spirit, I'm so excited with your reading. And so I'm just like breathless. I don't know. Maybe you're going to find some love as well if you're looking for it where you're moving, because I'm just, like, so excited for you. Liz, did you get the same with Crystal, like, excitement?
Yeah. I'm like, boy, you're just, like, going everywhere. Like, I'm like,
that's
what I want to do.
Yeah. By the way, Crystal, that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm going to be, you know, wherever I want to go, really. Yes. So this is your message from the postcard from Spirit. It says, dear you, human beings spend a huge percentage of life asleep, not just in bed, but the kind where you forget you are a spiritual, immortal being taking on a temporary human form. It's not your fault. Everyone suffers from spiritual amnesia once in a while. As you develop an identity, an ego, you begin to see through the eyes of a small self and have less connection to your soul self. You may not recognize this is going on, but you sure can feel it. We're here to remind you to look through your soul's eyes and see that magic is everywhere. Infinite potential lies in Spirit, who is teaming with you to fulfill the contract you made to contribute to the evolution of the whole world. Wake up and remember that all the help you need is orchestrated in the invisible realms. Your mind, in alignment with the divine intelligence, is unstoppable. The world is yours to co-create. You are so loved, and we are all behind you. Oh, my gosh. And it says in the back, how perfect, live your dreams. Wow. I can't say anything else. And I'm chilled from head to toe again. So live your dreams, Crystal, because they are whatever you dream or want to manifest, create that list, because it will happen. Well,
that is, you're such great, enthusiastic support. I thank you so much.
Oh, you're
welcome.
So welcome.
Let us know what you're doing when you get on the road.
I'm so excited.
And the postcard.
Sure, the internet is everywhere. But I'll call you.
Yes, please do so. And have yourself a happy holidays and a happy and healthy new year. And we hope to hear from you next year and let us know where, you know, you decided to go and everything, you know, or whatever questions you may have.
Okay, will do. And you all have a great holiday too. And I'll check in with you again.
Okay, thank
awesome.
You, Crystal.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Wow, how beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm like,
beautiful
ooh.
Show.
I'm
so excited.
I get two
for
like
Crystal.
That in a row.
Ooh.
That's fun.
So amazing.
But, hey, it's,
yeah.
You know what? This is the shift, right? Like, our whole world got turned upside down the last 2 years, right? Everything was shaken. It's like
yes.
an ant farm, right? Like, we were tipped upside down and shaken
yes.
around. And now we got to figure out a new way. And so guess what? We can make that
yes.
way any way we want. That's what we're all finding. We
yes.
can make it any way we want. And,
yes.
you know, I don't know if people at home have noticed, but, you know, I don't know, nowadays the power of suggestion, law of attraction, you go, oh, man, I really need this. And then, boom, there it is. Like, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Stuff is just
yes.
coming. Like,
it just happened.
I said... was it the new moon when they're like, put your manifestations out there and blah, blah. And I said, I'm not asking for anything else because all this stuff is coming that I asked for a long time ago. And I forgot that I asked for it. And it's all coming at once.
Oh.
I said, it's a little overwhelming. I said, I'm not asking for anything else other than for things to just go smooth. And I said, cause I don't remember what else I asked for. So it was exciting.
And I bet you
like,
manifested
whoa.
That.
All the things that I'd put out of my mind, too, like, that's not going to happen. And then it was like, oh, this is coming. Hey, you're getting this. This is happening now. And I'm like, whoa, wait.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's
holy
beautiful.
Crap. It is. It's absolutely beautiful. And I'm so grateful. But you know what? I thought I don't have to be greedy, right?
Right,
like,
exactly, yeah.
Come and get underway, and then you know what? I'll put out my next manifestation. So, It's all coming. Whatever we want to do, whatever life we want to create, we can do it. Now's the time. It's just, it's happening.
Yes, it is. It is. I'm telling you. Just, you know, as a reminder, it's just watching what we say, you know, when we're in the manifesting mode as we are now, you know, watching what we say, because our words mean, it's really putting it out into the universe. So just speak only what you really want to bring in. So because every thought becomes, you know, what you manifest, basically. So,
my focus is on things, positive things, right? The things that I do want. I don't like fixate, think, or talk about things that I don't want, because the universe gets confused. It doesn't know the difference. So, you know, I only talk about the things I want. And so that's, you know, that positive talk is definitely, it's key, and it is very, very, very powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just,
and paying attention to those dreams, man. I've been having some awesome dreams, like some good ones and some premonitions that have come true, you know, and you know, having that journal, that dream journal, because, you know, I know we sometimes forget to write in that dream journal, but it's just amazing as a confirmation when something comes out true that you dreamt about, like, weeks ago, you know, or months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And going back and saying, whoa, so I did have a premonition. I can, you know, I am creating my future, you know. So it's just super, super important. So,
yeah.
And how with that said, anyway, you want to continue picking up the
I think
call?
So. I think so. We better keep moving.
Yeah. Awesome show so far. Okay.
Yeah, it's been great.
A caller here. Yes. Area code 720. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, I'm Randy.
Hi, Randy. Welcome to Angel Answers. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. I have been given, like, guidance that I'm going to be doing a business this year, but I'm still, like, a little unsure on the direction to go, like, how I'm going to get the clients, or, yeah, and I just need maybe more guidance about that.
Okay, the clients will come as long as you believe and trust. That's the first thing I got, and I'm so chilled. So you have to believe that once you create something, they will come. And they are saying yes. And I'll let Liz go.
Because, like, don't you have to, like, have a method to get client? Like what do I need to do YouTube videos? Do I need to do social media? Like, how?
So, Randy, this is Liz. So that's... So you don't have any business background at all, right?
I mean, not really. I mean, I have a certification on life coaching, and I was taught maybe like how to do it, but I never took off, and I kind of self-sabotaged, and I never really never panned out. So
you had a couple friends probably that signed up with you and did your thing, right? And but you didn't get the word of mouth out there, so. Nowadays, it's all about social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have like a product, right? You're selling a service, people, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I'm like, because I'm not feeling like you're a brick and mortar type of thing.
No.
So, you know, it's hard to say because social media is like a double-edged sword, right? It's very time consuming, and it lowers your energy vibration to be on there. but it's what we need for our business right now. It's the fastest and easiest way to reach the most amount of people in the shortest amount of time quickly. So it's
myself, like the last year, I've not wanted to be on Facebook, but I know that that's what it takes. So, you know, I schedule time for myself that I have to do it like it's a job, right? Because it is. I mean, if you're going to have a business, right, it's a job. So you do have to set up yourself a regular schedule. You have to figure that out for you, what you need. And you might start out with more than you need in the beginning, and that's okay. You know, but make sure you set up a structured time. I almost feel like you need a structured space, too, to work in. So do you have a dedicated workspace in your home?
No, but I guess I could figure something out. I mean, I'm right now, I don't have a job, so I have to, like, figure out, like, when I'm going to do this.
So this is the a regular thing. Job. So a business in itself, it's always more work than a regular job because now you're everything. You're owner, operator, and supplier. you know, and sometimes we have to work another job while we get that up and going. So it's a lot of work in the beginning, and it's, you know, you get out of it what you put into it. So for me, what I'm seeing for you is that you are a person that needs, you have to have like a structured space, a structured time, because you need structure. You're not a, like, just, oh, I can, you know, multitask and do five things at a time, and I can grocery shop and work and do, you know, like, you are like, I like one thing and I like to get it done. So, you know, you just need to carve out the time and the space. So, you know, we have a little bit of time off here with the holidays. You know, take a day and make yourself a little space. Maybe it's just the end of your kitchen table, you know, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be a certain room or, you know, you don't have to have all the fancies. but you have to say, this is my workspace. So when you go to that space, everything you need to do that work that you need to get done is there. That's really the goal of a workspace, is that you have all your tools in one place.
Right.
And then you need to figure out the time. So if you're working a full-time job, maybe you can only spend an hour a day working on this other job to make it happen. Do what works for you and what feels good. Because if you start to force it and overwork yourself or make it so it's so hard, you're not going to enjoy it, number one. And number two, it's not going to work out. It's going to be harder. So, I said I got disconnected for some reason. I'm like, wait, is everyone here? Sorry. So, you know, just figuring out that, you know, if it's an hour a day that you can do right now, if you find out you can do 2 hours a day, do 2 hours a day. But, you know, start out with what works for you. Don't push yourself too hard, you know, and just figure out your plan, right? And then, you know, there's all kinds of resources for setting up social media pages, tutorial setup that kind of tells you what to do, what not to do. I'll be honest, like, I don't pay for any ads or anything like that, but I mean, your business is your business and you're going to do what you want to do. You know, but if money is a thing, you can get enough traffic and feedback just, you know, with your friends and them passing it out and sharing it and things like that. You know, without paying for ads and things like that right away. It's very easy to do. You know, so decide how you want to do things. I would watch some of those videos first if you haven't already set up a page, and decide how, and then, you know, go and look at other people's setups and decide what you like and what you don't like. And just chip away at it a little at a time. All of a sudden it'll start to flow. And you'll know what you're doing in no time once you figure out
I don't really want to have my people that are on my Facebook page doing this. They're not into the same kind of things that I'm into. So
So you set up a separate business page.
Separate.
And then you know, you're probably involved with groups that are into those things that you're doing. So you share it in those groups and you get new traffic that way.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. No, you don't want to mix it all in with the personal.
Right. No, I don't. They want to
and then the things just start to, you know, everything will start to happen at once. But for you, you know, a lot of the anxiety is coming from you're just not sure what to do and all that, but it's coming from not having, you don't feel secure because you don't have a set place and a set schedule. You're a structured person. So without that, you're like, wait, I can just do this whenever. I'm never going to do it.
Yeah.
That's what your subconscious is saying.
So it's
important for you to have that little structured space and time. So ironically, not ironically, because that's the way spirit works, the card I pulled for you is Krishna, devotion. Trust your spiritual guidance. Your commitment has been recognized. You are loved unconditionally. So, you know, the universe already realizes that you have made this commitment to wanting to grow your personal business. So it's listening, and it's going to support you in whatever ways you need to be supported. You just have to lean in and decide, you know, how you want to do it. And that's, you know, that's listening to your intuition. That's, you know, okay, what parts, you know, what do I want to include in my offerings? What don't I, you know, where am I comfortable? You know, what do I want to say about myself? Because that's something you have to do, you know, all kinds mm-hmm. of stuff. So they're going to support you. They're going to, you know, when you take a moment and meditate on, you know, give me the words to say, they're going to give you the beautiful words to put out there and share on your page. They're going to give you the inspiration. They're going to point you in the right direction of the instructions that you need to get. Just ask, just tap in, because the universe is at your service as soon as you ask, and they just need to be asked. You know, that's the universe, and that's your spirit guides and angels and all that stuff too. They need to be asked, and then they start to bring on what you need, and you'll find everything will start to line up. People will start to come in your circle that will be able to help you with whatever you're struggling with at the moment. You know, it's how it works. I can't even explain it because I've lived it so many times.
I recognize that.
Yeah. So, you know, just ask, say, you know, show me the way, you know, what should I be doing? Give me the inspiration, whatever it is you need from them to show you that day, you know, because a lot of times when you're doing your own business, it's definitely you know, get in our own way a lot of times because we don't want to say, oh, you know, I can't say that about myself. Like, you know, that sounds this or that. We're too judgmental on ourselves. We're the hardest. And, you know, the thing is that we need to be.
All you.
Yeah. So, you know, we need to get out of our way. Let spirit give us the words to put out there. Because that's what attracts people, right? The pictures, the words, the things that we say, the things that we share, that's what grabs people's interest. So, you know, we need a little help sometimes. But
Thank you. That was really helpful.
That's my message for you. I hope you have a beautiful Christmas and New Year's. And call us back and let us know how you make out once everything gets rolling, okay? So I'll let Mary give you her message.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
I was so happy for you because I feel like I was in your shoes just a few, like a month ago or two, where I was creating my website and I didn't know what content to put on. And another host of one of our other of our members group, Sacred Embers, you know, just pushed me into the right direction or told me, go to Wix.com, and it's a free website. You create it, and, you know, like, she was going to help me, and I said, you know what? She said, just do this. Make a list of the things that you want in every page, right? So my page, if you take a look at it, it has the home page, the about me, the services you provide, a review so people could read a review or rate you, you know, after whatever service you provide for them, and a contact tag, and having a domain name. So the first thing I did was a domain name about 6 months ago, and it was just at a standstill. So So that's the first thing, you know, if you want an official website, is having that domain name, paying for that name of your business. So mine is theangelwithin.com, and, you know, having it linked to your Wix.com, which is a free website. I mean, you can have a premium. I have a premium because I'm paying for no ads, for people not to get ads while they're on my site. But, you know, it's free for all to create, you know, and it was just so easy. Just like Liz said, once you ask spirit or your angels or your guardian angels and your guides, it'll come to you. Like, all of a sudden, once one of the other co-hosts from another show said they were going to help me, it all came to me that same night. Like, every picture that I wanted on my website, everything about me, services that I wanted to provide, it just came. And I just kept writing. I finished it in 1 hour that night.
Huh.
That same night that she actually said, I'll help you, I finished it. So it was just so amazing, because when you ask for help, it'll come. You know, even by one of the other co-hosts asking me if that they wanted to create it for me, I was just the angels just opened it up for me to create my own as well. You know, so it's just so amazing how they work. You know, when we ask, they will help. And you know, you're free to look at my website and see, and you know, you could write me via email or whatever and ask me any questions if you like, Randy, if you need
some
assistance. So basically, yeah, having the domain name at the beginning, and you know, like Liz said, Facebook is key. And just like you, Randy, I have a separate like, I have just friends that are like my soul tribe, basically, that do exactly what I do, that believe in what I believe in, which is metaphysical everything, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And only the friends that are accept me for who I am are the only ones that are allowed to, you know, come within, you know, whatever, or see anything metaphysical, you know. So, and that's the only reason I am on Facebook, is because of the business. And because of what I do, you know, just getting myself out there. So, you know, that's good. And also YouTube.
Right. I was thinking to do, but that will take some guts on my part.
You'll be surprised, Randy, how amazing, like, you do. Like, I've done live, you know, live readings, and it just comes to you, like, naturally. Like, you know, just... It's like the angels speak through you, your guide speaks through you. So it really does come, like, once you start opening up, it just comes.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled a message for you, Randy, because I know we had all this information on your business, but they wanted me to give this message to you. It says, "Dearest you, miracles never run out. Look back over your life and you will see many moments of synchronicity when all the right people, the right place, the right opportunities, and the right time just showed up without any of your help." Oh my gosh. Think
that's
back to
so
how
true.
You felt just before a miracle happened. You felt you were giving up, but it was more like a gentle surrender to whatever was about to happen. I am so chilled, Randy. It's so perfect for you. We want you to know that miracles are being concocted for you, and you will never, ever run out of them. You just don't get to choose how they come, who will deliver them, when they will show up, and what they will do for you. All of that is our department. Spirit knows what is best for you and what wants to be expressed through you. You are an incredible and amazing and a magnet for miracles, and
aww,
this would be a good mantra for you today. We're on it. Relax. If you only knew how much you were loved. They want you to relax. And they want you to say that I am a magnet for miracles. That's your mantra they want you to say, okay? So maybe every day just say that. I am a magnet for miracles. And just relax. They want you to relax. Oh, my gosh. That's so beautiful, Randy.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you
so
much.
Welcome. And you're welcome to take a look at the website. My website is really easy, you know, and it was easy to create as well through Wix.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, wix.com, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And all of these things have great tutorial videos and that walk you through everything.
Yes.
I wish I had really looked at them more before I just jumped in. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're taking your time and you want to do it right, then watch the videos because they're very helpful. They're, you know, explain everything out to you. And you can always go back and get the information again, too.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll definitely do that. Some scheduled time to do this business. I appreciate your Have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Randy. Thank you for calling. And
okay.
make sure you check back in with us, okay, when that website is up, or reach out to any one of us, you know, if you need some assistance as well.
I appreciate that. Take care.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Lots of success.
It's so exciting to create your own business page. I thought that was so exciting. I mean, it was just so amazing
yeah.
to create the business page and just do it. Like, it's true. Like, once you ask, they do come. And it's just my creativity was just, like, sparked. That night, it
yeah.
was amazing.
Yeah.
How it all happened.
I know the one
just
thing.
As long as we
the one thing that I struggled with a long time was writing, like, my bio, right? Like, talking about myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, you know, we're so harsh on ourselves. We're so judgmental. And I'm like, no, that, you know, that sounds conceited. That, you know, I can't say that. And I was like, you know what? My teacher said, give it over to your angels. And I said, what? And she goes, do a meditation and ask them for the words. And when I did, I channeled a beautiful, I was like, wow, this is so elegant. It doesn't sound, you know, any of those things. So
mm-hmm.
it's true. Ask. They'll give you the right
yes.
words.
Yes, they do. And they help you with everything, how to create it and everything. It was just amazing. And people just show
yeah.
up. I mean, like, Lynn from one of our other shows, sister shows, you know, she was the one that was going to help me create my page. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I decided, you know what, I could do this. And I did it. And it's just like I put all the pictures that I've taken, you know, for the past summer of my sunrises, my sunsets, you know, just
mm-hmm.
pictures of and quotes and stuff. And it's just so amazing to have. You know,
yeah.
something that you create yourself with your creativity,
yeah.
with the angels
and
your guides
your,
help. So.
You know, it's what we're, because, I mean, what here, people don't see us, right? So we are, that's our bit of the soul that we bear to the world for everyone to see, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, true.
You want it to reflect who you truly are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's so beautiful. So with that being said, do you want to continue with some other callers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Area code 612. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? Area code 612? Okay. I guess not. Okay. I'll come back to them. Area code 201. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I
yeah.
can.
Hi, my
can I have your
name
first
name? Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a question for us, Jackie, this evening?
Moving through the sadness, energy. Trying to make decisions and it's just stagnant, not sure which direction to take.
Okay. Well, now's the time to release all that stagnant crap.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, were you on at the beginning of the show, Jackie, when I played the Heart Bowl?
No, but I heard the prayer.
Okay. So, actually, I'll play it for you right now. All right. Are you sitting? You got your feet on the floor?
I'm actually in bed.
You're in bed?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. So you're laying down. You're nice and comfortable. Take a nice, big, deep breath in through your nose. And let it out through your mouth, nice and slow. And your next breath in, picture this beautiful white light, cleansing light that you're breathing in, and it's picking up all the dark, gray, stagnant energy inside of you. And as you exhale, you're blowing out all that dark, gray, stagnant energy. And on your next deep breath in, go ahead and close your eyes and focus on the center of your chest and picture a beautiful green emerald light. Breath in, let it out. So that's the vibration of our heart chakra and that noise that opens up our heart. And when we're coming from a place of love, we don't have any room for anything that no longer serves us. We have no room to hold on to that stagnant stuff that we don't need, because it's time for new stuff to come in. It's the end of the year, you know, we're ready to release all the past. We're ready to start anew, begin again. So, you know, just ask the universe, say, you know, I release all that no longer serves me. Take away anything that I no longer need. Because some stuff, you know, where we may remember some of the things that we hold on to, that we, you know, or maybe angry about, we know that we need to release, right? Like the things in our forefront. But there's things in our subconscious that are still back there, still holding on. And those are the things we need to ask the universe and the angels to come in and say, you know what, take this away. Whatever it is that no longer serves me, take it away. I don't need it. I'm ready to give it up. I'm ready to be free. Because really the stuff we hold on to doesn't harm anyone else but ourselves. And just, you know, tell your angels, say, I'm ready to release it. I'm ready to give it up. I want to start new. Give me a clean slate. I'm ready for positive, healthy stuff to come in. You know, I'm ready for new things, and I want to be moving. I don't want to be stagnant, right? I want to be with flow. I want to be in flow and just enjoying the ride. So, let's see. I've got a card here for you. Ah, and it is blessings and abundance. So, you know, Mary and I said earlier, you know, we're moving into the new year. We want to talk about the things we do want. We don't want to talk about the things we don't want. So, you know, tell the universe, I'm ready for new things. Take all that no longer serves me so I can make way for the new things, for the abundance that's coming for me, for all the blessings I have coming my way. You know, the next couple weeks here as we move into the new year, every day before you go to bed, think of three things that happened good that day and thank the universe for them. Thank God for them. And just by doing that simple thank you, showing that bit of gratitude, you'll see things improve so much. You'll see so many more blessings start to come your way. You know, things will get lighter. They'll get happier. You'll just become lighter and happier. You'll feel lighter and happier. So tell the universe, I'm looking forward to blessings and abundance in the new year. I'm ready. You know, make way, make room for the new, get rid of all the old that no longer serves me. I'm ready to release and just let it go. You know, if you do feel that there's some sticky stuff that you know about, that you still have some feelings about, write it out, journal it out. Journaling doesn't have to be happy, doesn't have to be pleasant. It can be angry, it can be mad, it can be sad. You know, sometimes writing those feelings down, if we can't speak them out loud or talk to the other person that maybe is involved, writing them out and releasing those emotions is just as powerful. You know, so many ways we can clear our path for the newness that's coming in the new year. And you've got it in you.
You know, I don't know. Do you already feel lighter with the bowl and the letting that go?
Yes, I do.
Do? So,
yes, and the bowl always helps.
Yeah.
I actually bought some bowls myself, but I don't really know how to use them.
Oh, just start playing. Close your eyes. And I don't know how to do it. I say every week, I say, Spirit, guide me. I have no idea what I'm doing. If you want to know the truth, it just happens. you know, I let them tell me what bowl to play, how long, how hard, how, you know, just play around with it. You can't go wrong. Sound can't be bad. So, you know, just play them. Sit down and play. Enjoy it. And they're so healing and clearing. I will tell you that they are. If you want to move stagnant energy, that's the way to do it, and it will clear it from your living space, your sleeping space, your workspace, wherever you want to clear it. It'll clear it right out. So, you know, if you've got bowls, go ahead and play them. Play them all you want. Even if you don't do the, you know, some people don't rub them. You can ding them. You know, like strike them. And they'll ring just the same. So, you know, go ahead, get that sound out, get it moving, because that'll definitely, it'll raise your energy vibration. There'll be no room for stagnant energy when you do that. So that's what I have for you, Jackie. And I'm going to pass you over to Mary, give her a message. You have a beautiful Christmas and a happy new year. And we hope to see you soon hear from you soon in the new year and in the new a new vibration with no stagnant stuff hanging around.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jackie. It's Mary. I just wanted to tell you, reiterate basically what Liz mentioned, because I was releasing a lot this year, 2021, and what helped me was the Dear Nate statement. So it's calling in your higher self. And just saying, dear innate, I release what no longer serves me. So saying that and saying, dear innate, I let go. So whatever it is that you want to let go of, you can add to that sentence. So it's just calling in dear innate, which is I-N-N-A-T-E, and then saying, I let go. Or dear innate, I release what no longer serves me. Or dear innate, I let go of so-and-so's name. Like, for instance, Harry. You know, if there's a Harry or someone that you need to let go of. Or even dear innate, I let go of stagnant energy. And being grateful, again, it's very important. Like every morning, every evening before bed, I am so full of gratitude to the Lord and to the angels and guides and everyone that helped me and to my family as well, you know, for everything that I have, even, you know, for things that happened that I didn't expect happen that shocked you, but it's just pushing you in the right direction, basically, you know. And I was writing a couple of things for you to say, like, I am love, I am light. Like, affirmations are really great to do every morning. Like, I do those every day. Like, I am love, I am light, I am blessed, I am grateful, I am abundant, I'm a healer. You know, for me, I say that every day. I say I am healed every day, just because what you say is what you put out into the universe. So, you know, just speaking what it is that you want to bring into fruition. So, you know, moving those stagnant energies away from you. And I want to recommend a crystal, which we all use, is the selenite. It has powerful healing benefits. So basically it provides protection and improves well-being. It's also said to cleanse unwanted energies from your surroundings. So selenite.
Yeah. Okay. It's S-E-L-E-N-I. I do have a couple of wands, but I just have like all my crystals together because I'm trying to move some clutter out the house and trying to pack up and purge. I'm trying to do all a lot at one time.
That's moving stagnant energy right there, clearing clutter.
Yes.
I get stuck in it sometimes.
That's exactly what you're doing. It's perfect. So you know what it does. It promotes peace and calm. It cleanses the energy, any blocked energy. It cleanses your crystals. It helps assess your intuition as well. And it's a space cleanser. Okay. And you could use it to cleanse yourself. I use my wand, my selenite crystal, to cleanse my aura and everything around me, especially, you know, after helping and healing people. And it also enhances the power of your manifestation. So whatever it is that you want to bring into fruition, just helping it, you know, as well. So it's really great that you have, you know, a couple of those wands in your household. But keep them handy, you know, and if you need to carry them, you know, get a smaller one that you can carry everywhere just to get, you know, block those energies. And so I have a card that I pulled for you, and it says, "Dear you, human beings spend a huge percentage of life asleep, not just in bed, but the kind where you forget you are a spiritual immortal being taking on a temporary human form. It's not your fault. Everyone suffers from spiritual amnesia once in a while. As you develop an identity and ego, you begin to see through the eyes of a small self and have less connection to your soul self. You may not recognize this is going on, but you sure can feel it. We're here to remind you to look through your soul's eyes and see that magic is everywhere. Infinite potential lies in spirit, who is teaming with you to fulfill the contract you made to contribute to the evolution of this world. Wake up and remember that all the help you need is orchestrated in the invisible realms. Your mind, in alignment with divine intelligence, is unstoppable. The world is yours to co-create. You are so loved, and we are all behind you. You are the second person, Jackie, that gets this card tonight, and I'm so thrilled by it because it's so amazing. You know, you're unstoppable. Like, once you clear this clutter from your life, it's just going to be smooth sailing. That's what I'm hearing, smooth sailing, and I'm getting a confirmation with chills. So, you know, just connecting to your higher self. It's the postcards from spirit. It's made by Colette Baron Reed. They're postcards.
Oh. Okay.
So it's just, it's a beautiful deck, and it's, you know, and it says in the back to live your dreams.
And what was the name of the card?
The card deck is called Postcards from Spirit. They're just postcards. There's no card specific.
What was the one that you read?
Oh, it's just for you to let you know that you're infinite potential, basically, and that spirit is teaming up with you.
And I feel that many times, and I know that, but I'm not surrounded around people that believe what I believe.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't see it. So, you know, sometimes that doubt creeps in. And
if
I'm not careful,
it
becomes dark around me.
Yeah.
Because of their doubt.
And that's where, Jackie, you know, playing that bowl, carrying the crystals, all those things, you know, because other people, and especially if we live with them, they'll definitely drag down our energy vibration. You know, they'll try to pull us down.
And then I work in an environment that's toxic. So it's like everywhere I turn.
Yeah. So you've got to focus on you, right? Because you can't control everybody else that you're with. So you have to say, okay, what's Jackie going to do today? Jackie's going to be happy. Jackie's going to be positive. I'm not letting these people bring me down. And I was, when Mary started talking about crystals, I heard hematite, and I will tell you, if you don't have this, it's kind of like a black silvery stone, but hematite is not only protective, but it clears negativity, and I think that's what you need when you go to work, really,
And you can get, they come in little, you can get them in small little pieces. And, you know, just keep it in your pocket. So protect yourself every morning with the bubble. You know what? I'm in my bubble. I'm not, no one else is going to bring me down, right? And we get to choose every minute of every day whether we're going to be in a good mood or a bad mood. And you know what? All the people around us can be crappy and, but you know what? Just, hey, I'm okay. I know the world's going my way. I know things could be worse, right? Whatever it is you tell yourself. And and keep yourself happy, you know? I don't know, are you allowed to listen to, like, music at work that you could take, you know, your, because music keeps our vibration up, right? You know, even, I don't know how big your bowls are, but if you have a small bowl, maybe taking that into work and, like, at lunchtime, giving it a ring, clear out that negative energy.
Well, I'm after the holidays, I'll be remote for a couple of weeks.
So that'll make a huge difference for you too. You know, so it's just about protecting your own energy really at this time. And you know, so just do the things that protect you. Don't let those people burst into your bubble, you know. Put it up. You can say, "Oh hey, I see you over there being all negative, but you're not coming in the happy house bubble here." Stay over there with your low vibe and self. And, you know, sometimes it'll feel like you're swimming upstream. But you know what? If you feel good, that's what's important, right? You want to feel good. Mm-hmm. You don't want to feel crappy. You don't want to be in a stagnant, depressed place every day.
What I'm noticing, there's some people that they always want to know what I'm thinking or what my thoughts are. But they don't want to know it for good reasons.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like, I'm tired of that. You know, really.
And
so,
you know, so,
sometimes
I'm sure
I literally hide from them. I literally hide from them just so that I could get to myself and meditate and just do what I have to do.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes those people are very, very put off when you're always in a positive mood, I have found. They're the people, like, when you're always happy and you're, like, they're like, what is, like, it makes them uncomfortable. So I sometimes am 3 times my normal happy just so that they'll stay away. Because they don't know what to do with it. They don't. They're like, what? Wait. What? Why are they like that?
That does
why
work,
are they so
Becky. They'll start asking you, what are you on? That's what I used to get all the time. What do you want? You're so happy in the morning. I'm like, I'm alive. My family's well. I'm so grateful that I have a job. So there's so much to be grateful for. And people just, you know, just take everything like so like for granted. It's just like, and just like are not happy. And it's just such a happy place. And we just have to be happy ourselves, you know, and I agree with Liz, just blocking your energy and putting yourself in that bubble early in the morning before you get out of bed and having the archangels come in and protect you. And Archangel Michael is a really great protector. So you can call him and tell him to be with you throughout the whole day and put you in this bubble filled with God's love and light and just protect you throughout the whole day and night and all the time. And once you ask once, he will always be with you. But if I like the reinsurance of asking him every day and night to be with me. So every morning when I wake up, I ask him to come in.
I have a picture of Archangel Michael in my head because I was being attacked in my bed. And I don't get up in the morning and it doesn't cross my mind because usually I have to jump up and I have to, you know, I'm always finding myself rushing or I'm always feeling drained and tired because I'm very empathic. So, you know, I am grateful because the universe has been making room and been making a way for me. Can't hide the fatigue. And I think that's what's really drawing me down as well. Because it's not just physical, it's emotional.
Exactly.
It's mentally at work, definitely. So I'm really trying to come out from under that feeling altogether. So it's not just prayers of protection. It's also prayers of overall well-being and you know, total health. Because I have to meditate. I mean, I literally have to meditate. That's how toxic the environment is. If I wasn't meditating, I would have snapped a long time ago. And it is true. I know it's like when I'm in my bliss, when I'm in my zen, like it makes other people so uncomfortable. And I don't know why. Because usually I'll be so far gone in it, like they should be happy. Like I'm just there. I'm doing my thing. Like I have really taught myself to tune a lot of things out, but it bothers people. Like to the point, everyone wants to know what I'm thinking or what I'm doing. It's ridiculous. If I wasn't careful, I make it my business not to be paranoid about it, but it's obvious.
You'll find that protecting yourself make a huge difference in your day. But you know what? If they're asking you what you're thinking, tell them the positive thoughts you're having. And you know what? Ironically,
This is what it is. I work in education, and I work around a lot of people that don't like to read and don't like to study, and I do.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes you give them the permission to know that it's okay to agree with your way of thinking, right? Because it's not mainstream, they might be afraid. When we say, you know what? I like this. This is how I don't mind this. I can see the benefit of this. You know, you give them the permission to say, oh, I can like it too, right? It's okay for me to feel that way. And you'll find not everyone's going to come your way, but some people are. And, you know, and you'll make them feel like, oh, okay, there is someone else here that I can team up with that understands how I'm feeling. I guarantee you there's one or two at least people that, you know, feel the same way you do, but they're afraid to feel that way. So, you know, protect your energy, focus on the positive. Thank you for the work that you're doing, because teachers are so very, very important right now. And I know you're overworked
it's
and
so
stressed.
I have
many friends that are
so
teachers,
difficult.
So God bless you. You're coming on a well-deserved break, right? So maybe a little rest, but I know teachers never rest.
But I do have to let some of it go, because it has overwhelmed me.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't change everybody's attitude. You can't change everybody's mood, but you can change yours. You can control yours, and you know, everybody else is going to have to figure it out for themselves. And that's where you have to stand on it, because it's too much. You're already, you have a hard enough job as it is right now. You can't take any more stress on, really. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing for you, and focus on you, and focus on your happiness and your well-being. And, you know, the naysayers, you're going to find their way, whatever way that is. So, but have a very happy holiday.
Thank you, ladies.
And we hope everything goes well. I hope you have a nice vacation here and rest some and get the rejuvenation you need to start again in January. And again, thank you for being there for our youth and being such a wonderful teacher.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Jackie, happy holidays.
What a tough job.
Teachers are not, that's not an easy job, especially during these times as well.
Not this past 2 years, so.
No.
My hat's off for to teachers, I'll tell you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So we have like 9 minutes left. Do you want to pick up one more caller, or it's up to you, Liz?
I think we can do one more, and I'll write down the other numbers for next week.
Okay. I think I'll try again the 612 number that I picked up earlier.
Okay.
If not, I'm going to jump to the other caller. Okay?
Okay.
Area code 612, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? Okay.
Well, must
I
be 612 the listener.
Maybe, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this person gets a chance. Okay. Area code 770. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi. My first name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. Welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi.
Is this your first time calling?
It is my first time. I just tuned in.
Wow.
I am really surprised that I was able to get through.
It was
but
meant to
I,
me. I am so chilled, Maddie.
I'm like under the wire.
Would you repeat that, please?
I said it was meant to be, Maddie.
I can hardly hear you.
That you were picked up. Let's see. Can you hear me, Liz?
I can very.
I can hear you.
You sound very low.
Okay. I said it was meant to be to pick you up because the other caller didn't hear us, so or was not on the line. So it was meant to be for you to be picked up. So do you have a question for us, Maddie?
I don't have a question. I just have. I'm just open to whatever. Spirit, my guys, if they have a message for me.
Okay, perfect. I'll let Liz go first, and then I'll pick up.
So I had my first card that came out here for you is composure. And this is a man meditating, connecting with his higher self. Are you a meditator on a regular basis, Maddie, or are you is that something
No,
you don't
I'm
practice?
Not. I'm not, but my mind stays very busy.
So meditation doesn't always have to be a hard thing. You know, a lot of people think you have to do it for hours and on end and, you know, like the monks in Tibet, but no. You can start as simple as 5 minutes a day, but as we move to the end of the year and we start to come into the new year, right, we're thinking about things that we don't want to do again that we've maybe went through this year. We're thinking about things that, you know, we're ready to move on from. And then what do we want to have? What are we looking forward to doing next year? What kind of goals are we going to set for ourselves? So that's right now why you're being asked. And simply set yourself aside some time, you know, the next couple weeks to sit down and take 10 minutes. Take 10 minutes for yourself.
Okay.
Turn off all your TV, your, you know, shut the kids out, all that stuff. Take 10 minutes and just kind of take some deep breaths. Breathe in deep through your nose, out through your mouth. And just quiet your mind. Quiet your mind and just tap into any messages or images or thoughts that pop into your head, creative ideas. Those are all things that come from your higher power, right? They send them to you during meditation, and that's why we meditate, clear our mind, and to relax our body in that way, but also so we can get messages from our higher self. So, you know, just taking 10 minutes, if you're not a practiced meditator, not a big deal, take 10 minutes and do that. Try to quiet your mind and get some ideas. If nothing comes to you, that's okay. Just take a piece of paper and write some things down. What do you want to do?
You know, what are you looking forward to? What do you want to make happen? You know, write those down. What kind of things are you done with? What do you want to release? And write those down. And it can be that simple to get yourself ready and geared up for the new year and for what you want to bring in. Because I feel there's a lot of positive energy once you decide which way you want to go. But it's just right now you don't really, you're not looking at something necessarily to get into at this moment, right? You don't have, I don't see an idea sitting there looming. I see you just like, going through life, right? The normal, same old, everyday routine. So I was pulling some other cards as I was talking here, and the next one I got was intuition and download. So I think, well, I know what's going to happen is when you take this little bit of time to meditate and start playing around with it, because you're going to like that little quiet time to yourself, you're going to find out you get very powerful information, and you're going to start to become more and more aware of your intuition. You're going to have more and more nudges from the universe. Because as soon as we start to tap in and ask for that guidance and that help, boy, they like to send it. And they like to send it fast sometimes, too. Like, if they've been waiting for us to ask for that, they're like, okay, we've been waiting. Here it comes. And you might find some days that you're very, very tired. Like, you feel like a whole, like, you might start to realize you have information that you don't know that you know. Like, you start to talk about things and you're like, boy, I'm not even sure how I know about that. And so those are angelic downloads that will come because we really already have a ton of knowledge. We have all the knowledge that we need really already, but we forgot it. So this is your higher self and your angels sending you in all that knowledge. You're like, hey, we're going to open the door now.
Beautiful.
And you're going to find things coming fast, and it may very well, you'll feel days when you're very, very tired. So honor yourself. Be aware of how you're feeling. If your body's telling you to rest, rest because you need it. You know, you may not be physically doing things, but you're mentally and emotionally and spiritually, a lot of stuff's going to be going on. So, you know, pay attention, be aware. And the last card I pulled for you is charity, prayer and contemplation. It says, connect with heaven, ask and you shall receive. So the things that you're wanting, the things that you're needing, you know, go ahead and say a prayer, or ask the angels, you know, however you do your thing, do that, you know. Say, hey, okay, you know, I need to make money. I need to find a babysitter that can do virtual learning, whatever it is, put it out there. I need to find a job that's suited for me, that I enjoy, and the things are going to show up. The breadcrumbs are going to, you know, start to appear. You're going to see the synchronicities, the, you know, the feathers, the signs, whatever, you know, whatever you pick up on, start, you know, pay attention to them. Pay attention to those receiving numbers because the angels, and they're ready. They're ready to help you and work with you. And they're just wanting you to finally be ready to ask them and want them to come in. So that's what I see coming for you. And there'll be a lot of prosperity, a lot of good things, a lot of positive things. And, you know, go with the flow. Let it happen. Trust the universe is taking care of you and guiding you. And you're really into a lot of magic. So that's what
beautiful.
I've got for you. I'm going to turn you over to Mary so she can give her message. But I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And
Thank you.
Call us
Same
back
to
and
you.
Let us know.
That was a great message.
You're welcome.
Message.
Well, you're welcome.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
I agree with everything that Liz said, and these cards kind of like reiterate what she just told you. So the first card is from Postcards from Spirit. They were just jumping out for you. And this one says, dearest you, we have a secret to share with you. If you act as all is well, it will be. Act as if you are brave and you will have courage. Act as if you are loved and you will be a magnet for love and experience the love of spirit. acts as if your prayer has been answered, as if, oh, wait, what? Okay, I lost my way here. Act as if your prayers have been answered, as if you are truly in sync with good fortune. Well, I guess I was in the right line. How you think is how you will see the world. Interact with it and draw conclusions from it. If you want to be the person who has the life you want, co-creating and loving what is yours, you need to start acting as if that were truth. Don't worry about the conditions in your life that seem empty or cavernous, chaotic or barren. These are only temporary and don't even count right now. Defy them and act as if you're the luckiest person on the planet. You will be. For you are already there. That's the real secret. You are infinite potential. Loving you so much, rainbows explode in the ether. These cards are so magical. You, and in the back it says, you are divine beauty, Maddie. Wow. I am loving that card because, you know, it's just about co-creating what you want in your life, right? It's about believing that you already have what you want. It's not saying that it's not here. Say it's here already. It's in your life. Like saying, I am love, I am light, I am abundant. That means that you are already abundant and you have all the abundance in the world. I am love. It's just going to attract love and light to you. You know, I am blessed. I'm grateful. So that's a beautiful message. And this one is even nicer. And it kind of coincides with what Liz mentioned. So this one says, dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Like Liz said, you know, making that list of your manifest. What it is that you want to manifest in your life. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count, and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. And in the back it says, celebrate life. So there it is, Maddie.
There it is, yes. Thank you.
I'm in awe because this is a confirmation of what Liz told you. And these cards, like, just confirmed what she just said.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. So
I would definitely go back to the archives. And listen to it over. Wow.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes.
It is.
Get ready to come to the dark side, man.
I mean?
Get ready to come to the dark
where?
Side. It's really the light side.
To the light side.
It's really
yes.
The light side. She meant
the
light
side.
Side.
Yes. I'm ready.
Nothing
yes.
But light over here.
Yes.
It's time.
Thank you.
It's time. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, you're
thank
so
you
welcome.
So much.
And and definitely listen to the archives because I'm not sure if you were on the call from the beginning of the show where there was a channeled message from Jesus.
No,
and,
I wasn't on
you know,
the call,
it's just
no.
About trusting. So listen
okay.
To it. It's so beautiful. It's from DC. It was channeled through her. It's such a beautiful message, just trusting, you know, in Jesus and knowing that, you know, he and in the divine that, you know, we are being provided for and believing that, you know, we have all within us, you know, within reach and believing that we have it. So
I will.
Well, thank you so much, Maddie.
Thank
have
you.
Have a great
holiday.
Happy and healthy. Yes. Holiday and happy and healthy new year, and make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything goes next year.
I will. Thank you. You guys are on every Wednesday, Eamon?
Yes, every Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Again, thanks.
You're so welcome,
Maddie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh,
bye.
That was beautiful.
That was
so beautiful. I love first-time callers.
What a, what a great show tonight. Boy, the messages were, you know, I felt like Oprah. You get a beautiful message and you get a beautiful message.
Yes, all of them are so beautiful. They were amazing.
But hey, the time is ours. The time is now. Grab it. You want it? Go for it. Call it out. Claim it.
Yes.
You know, it's time to go. No more sitting on the sidelines and watching. It's time to participate.
Nope.
Life is not a spectator sport.
Nope, it's not. It's about moving. Moving and trusting. I keep hearing that. Moving and trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them guide
Trust
you.
Trust is huge. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep, it is.
Well, Mary, you have a fantastic Christmas. And
thank you, too.
I won't be on next week, so have a happy new year, too.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll be back
in
2 weeks. And enjoy your time with your grandbabies and all the fun stuff you've got going on. And we'll talk soon. Everyone listening, thank you for calling. Thanks for your support and for listening. We appreciate you all. And next week, DC and Mary will be here. And we can't wait. So have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Bye.